In mid-November, volunteers worked around the clock to keep the whale doused in seawater and to try pulling it back into the sea. Video from the Oregonian captured some of those harried efforts. Finally, on-site stranding experts and veterinarians agreed to put the whale down. A necropsy team from OSU prepared to remove samples to determine how the whale lived before getting tangled in crab pot line. Kurt Williams is the director of the Oregon Veterinary Diagnostic Lab.
I've never done a necropsy exam on a whale before. I don't think I'll have another opportunity. I hope I don't have another opportunity because I don't want this to happen to these animals.
Another group of roughly 20 Siletz tribal members also came. Among them was Lisa Norton, chief administrative officer for the tribe. She said they began by laying down tobacco and praying with Williams' team.
We offer up prayers for the animal and the bounty it's going to give us. People kind of did their own thing. They prayed in whatever way was comfortable for them, but we just spent some time taking in the enormity of the task.
There's been a historic tension between tribes and scholars, often due to academic institutions pillaging remains and artifacts from native burial mounds and village sites. But these two groups, standing side by side with the whale, worked in tandem, conferring with each other as they worked against the incoming tide and pending sunset. Again, Lisa Norton and Kurt Williams.
We were able to get them to get more specimens than they would have otherwise. And that resulted in them finishing quicker and getting more samples had they just done it on their own, but also allowed us to preserve more parts of the whale for future use.
Being able to work alongside the members of the Siletz tribe was amazing.
The Siletz have stored 1,500 pounds of blubber for possible soap or oil, while the whale's skeleton has been buried for possible use later as a museum piece. While the whale's death was a sad event for many, the collaboration between the tribe and university gave a primer for how to handle similar incidents in the future. Angela Sandana is the Natural Resources Director for the Siletz.
We would anticipate that if something similar happened, that we would revive those relationships and collaborations that we've built from this experience.
For National Native News, I'm Brian Bull.